Collectible Gaming. Select your character. Musket Shot. Mr. K. Let the battle begin.
Hello and welcome to episode 51 and a new season of Indestructible Gaming and More. I'm Musket Shot. Alongside me is my co-host, Mr. K. Mr. K, hello.
Welcome back to season two.
Hooray, season two. We made it.
Oh, yeah, sure did.
I don't know what we were thinking anyways, but how many seasons we go. But anyways, we're on season two. Yay. So it's so this episode, I'm going to start it off talking about E3 2021.
Yes, one of the biggest events of gaming in general.
Yeah, normally it's huge. If you go to I think it's in California usually. I don't know what.
Yeah,
it's like in Los Angeles or something.
They try and hype it up as much as they can.
Yeah, it's usually really, really huge. I'd love to go to it just see what it's like.
Also really, really packed.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like sort of overwhelming. But they did it all online this year, obviously, because of COVID issues and stuff like that. So,
which is understandable.
Yeah, but they still do as much as they can to hype it up and make it exciting for people. And, so
they didn't disappoint.
So we're going to, Mr. K watched a lot of it. I didn't watch any of it, but
well, Mr. K,
had all the trailers and all the stuff that basically he kind of cut out all the, talking stuff and all the other stuff that
music compositions and
all that stuff, and he kind of just narrowed it all down to the different games that were shown. So we spent the night just looking at all these different games, and so we're going to go over some of the games that they talked about in E3 and show trailers of and stuff like that, and some of the games that either I'm interested in, Mr. K is interested in, or both of us are interested in. We'll start it off. So the first game,
this is part of Summer's Game Fest, which was thing of E3.
Yes. And the first game that we watched and I'm actually interested in, I wasn't interested in it at first, but then Mr. K told me how the game plays and I'm now interested in it. It's called Metal Slug Tactics. And that is a roguelike element game. Is that correct?
No.
No.
No, it's a tactics turn-based game.
Oh, okay. I thought there was some roguelike something into it.
No.
No, okay.
No.
But I like turn-based games for the simple fact that, I'm pretty lousy in a lot of fighting games sometimes, and I get irritated when I have to do something over and over again, like 18 times because I suck at shooting or something. But this is... this is a role-playing game. We, like I said, it's turn-based type stuff. So it looks pretty cool. It looks pretty fun. And have you ever played any of the Metal Slug games in the past?
Yes, I played a couple of them. And they pretty much kept the same kind of feel to it in this game. Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like the same kind of art style, which fits it. And I really like it.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
It looks a lot more cleaner.
Yeah, it's a little bit more crisp, but... still somewhat old school look to it, and
it's a good way for them to take it.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty cool. And so I'll have to try this out. Maybe I'll try out one of the earlier ones just to see what it's like first, though, and then try the Metal Slug.
Have fun with that.
So we'll see. That was one of them that we were interested in.
I wasn't so much interested as you.
No, you were like. No,
I'm not a big fan of tactics games as is.
Yeah, you were like, yeah, go for it. Second game that I'm interested in was Jurassic World Evolutions 2. And this one, I think the I think the first one was available on Game Pass, or is
it,
or
is,
was
it still
on,
is, yeah.
Still is on Game Pass?
Yeah, it's still there, I think.
Okay. I haven't tried it. This one looks pretty interesting. I mean, I probably would try the first one again first before I try this this second one. But this one is supposedly, you know, you get to customize buildings and
yeah, pretty much. Think of your
decorations, and it's like basically
think of
like
Roller Coaster Tycoon mixed with Jurassic Park.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're building up, building the park, then there's the dinosaurs and stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'd probably try the first one's available on Game Pass. So I'd probably try that one first, and then maybe give this one a shot and see if you have. See if it's something interesting. See if I like it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Next game, 2 Point Campus. Now this is a game I you said that there's another 2 Point.
Yes, it was already. 2 Point Hospital.
Okay.
Which is also on Game Pass.
Okay. So this one is basically the same thing, except for you're on a college campus.
Yeah, you're able to create your own college.
Yeah. So the people kind of remind, the way they're drawn or animated, I guess the biggest thing for me is, I don't know, they kind of remind me of something I've seen from a movie or something like that. They're have those same facial features and stuff like that. So I don't know, maybe it's, or maybe I've seen them in other, you know, another game. Maybe I have seen the hospital game before and I swear they're just noticeable, but, it looks pretty interesting. I'm not huge in these types of games, like the Sims games and those types of things. I get,
yeah.
You know, they're okay for a little while. Then sometimes I get bored with them. So, I mean, I'd be willing to just try it out.
I think you can't play those games for a long time anyways.
Yeah. Like, I don't.
Well, it's not a game you can play for 24 hours straight and say, no. Okay with this.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a big fan of the Sims games just because I hate having to control the people all the time and make them do things. It just drives me crazy after a while. It's like, okay, I want to do other things. And why is this person crouched down in the corner crying for no reason at all? It's like, why? You know, now it.
And you figure out they just needed to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's like, well, just go to the freaking bathroom. It's right there, you know? Well, you know, and then you're just like, all right, I'm just gonna go crazy on this person and just, you know.
Lock him inside the pool. Let him drown. Yeah.
Lock him inside the pool. Lock him in a
take
in
out a room the ladder.
With, yeah, block him in a room with no windows, no doors, like you did before, you know.
Grim Reaper shows up, you know.
Grim Reaper,
it's the
yeah.
Sims, yeah.
Yeah, they, you know, aliens come down and beam them up, and then that's it. They're never the same again. So, you know, but yeah, I'll probably give this game a try because it does look sort of interesting. The hospital one, probably not so much. I don't know. I can't imagine. I mean, I'm sure it's probably fun if you're into that, but I don't know. That probably wouldn't be. I probably just wouldn't be into that at all, though. Let's see. Let's go down our list. Oh, a game that both of us are really actually very interested in playing, and the trail looks really cool, is Evil Dead the game.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the movie, they're making a game where you play as 4 players, and there's a big cast of characters you can choose from as well from the movies and the TV series they did.
Yeah.
And basically, it's kind of like a survival kind of game where you kill off the entity, and I forgot what the entity from the movie was called. But the Necronomicon and enemy, and basically players can play as the enemies and have to fight you, and you have to grab each page of the Necronomicon in order to seal it away.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. I mean, they have, like you said, some of the characters from the movies, and you said there's some from the TV show too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I wonder if Pablo's in it.
I don't remember if Pablo was in it. He might have been.
I don't know. Pablo was one of our favorite characters from the TV show. So, did you see the TV show?
Yeah, I wish they did another season. I'm sad how it ended. It ended off in a really weird way.
Yeah, well, I actually didn't mind that. I thought it was typical of this franchise. The way it ended, it was kind of just bizarre and stuff like that. But, so,
I mean, it is cool. They got the actual Ash Williams for the game, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, it looks really good.
Bruce
Campbell, yeah, it looks really good. It sort of reminds me a little bit of the, you know, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it has that sort of feeling to it.
Yeah, so I mean, it's if you've played that game or the Dead by Daylight?
Yeah, Dead by Daylight. Yeah,
that if you like those types of games, I'm sure you'll like this one as well. It's kind of hack and slash, kill each other, kill all your friends, and you know, have fun. But yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, so that's it from the Summer's Game Fest section. We are now moving on to the Ubisoft conference.
Ubisoft.
Which are mostly games I'm interested in.
Yeah, so yeah. So I remember two out of the three. So we'll start off with the first one, Riders Republic.
Yeah, that was a game where it seems to have like a free roamy kind of feel, but you can also do races and all that. But the thing is, you can do it with anything pretty much in the world.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's the one where you could race on like,
and you can race a like snowboard. A ton of people.
A snowboard, you could do
snowboards, bicycles, jetpacks. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You could do the.
It just seemed like something fun to do with friends, because especially that there was a part where they showed a bunch of people doing the jetpack section and doing a race with it, and it looked crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
it looked really fun.
It's probably one of those things where you get online with on a server or something like that, and you're racing
these people from around the world. But I'm sure you can just do it on your own.
Yeah,
I'm sure you can just roam around by yourself. I don't see why not.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a game that'd be fun to play with some friends online and just goof around. You don't have to take anything real serious about it. So
yeah.
The next one was Far Cry 6.
Yeah, that one's the newer one that's coming out. It seems really interesting. I want to see more gameplay of it, but basically it's like your other Far Cries. There's a big bad guy, you got to take down his whole army pretty much.
Right.
That's always the kind of main objective in the games.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to it. So if you want to know more, just look it up. I'm not going to go into full specifics about it because there's way too much about Far Cry 6 to talk about.
Right.
I think it was Cuba it takes place in, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think that's where it takes place. Yeah,
it takes place in Cuba, and there's a revolution going on, and you're in charge of this revolution, apparently.
Hmm.
And that's where it all takes place, pretty much.
Yeah. And what other Far Cry games have you played before?
I played the third one. I played the fourth one. I played the spinoff one they did, which was based on like BC and all that. So you'd be like hitting people with sticks and it was cool. There was no dinosaurs, sadly, but it was cool going around and being all, well, they called it Far Cry Primal.
Oh, okay.
So it was, I forgot when it took place. They have a specific year for it, but
yeah,
it was during BC. And it's pretty cool. It was a cool thing. I played 5. I did play the spinoff they did for 3. It was called Blood Dragon, which is a kind of like, what's the thing called? Synthwave, right? Is that what it's called? With the, it's like that kind of genre. It's like an 80s genre, you know? You got the grid floor, and then you got the...
Yes, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that kind of... It had that kind of look to it. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was very 80s looking. It was very cool.
Hmm.
Yeah, like bionic arm and everything. But, yeah.
So 80s.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, Far Cry 6, if you're interested, look it up. It's very cool. You can craft your own weapons, apparently, which was a thing from the last game. Not Far Cry 5, but Far Cry New Dawn. And you were able to make your own weapons in that, too. But it seems more like there's a lot more to do with it in this one. Well as you can have like friends that are pets. Like Chorizo, it's a dog that's handicapped, and he'll distract your enemies and all that. And apparently bite their arms. I thought that was funny. And then there was a crocodile. I forgot the name to him. I think it was Guaco.
Guaco. Guaco the crocodile.
And there was a puma or a mountain lion or something, but that's only exclusive to the Ultimate Edition.
Oh, okay.
Which is the most expensive.
Of course it is.
I'm pretty sure. So, yes. Yeah, if you don't get that, you probably won't get it.
Yeah. I mean, both of us are replaying Far Cry 5 together, so I've never played it, so it should be interesting.
There's also a chicken that attacks people for you.
Oh, nice.
So that's also pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see. Hopefully they add more. I kind of want more than three animals you can get, which would be really cool. Right. They're called amigos, so.
Okay. My amigo the chicken.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so the next one from Ubisoft that you're interested in is Avatar Frontiers of Pandora.
Yeah, based on the movie with the blue people.
The Smurfs?
The Smurfs.
Oh, they're really big.
Yeah, they've grown.
They've grown.
But yeah, they've been, I don't know how long they've been working on it, but they showed it off at E3. They have released some more news about it. And basically, it's going to be first person. So I'm really curious how that's going to work. But I bet the game's going to look beautiful because in the movie, Pandora looked really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't a big fan of Avatar. I thought it was a cool premise, but at the same time, I thought it was too much of a simple premise. I'm not going to, I don't know, maybe some of you haven't watched Avatar yet. I don't want to spoil
it. I haven't. No. And they're making like two or three more, aren't they?
They're going up to five, I think.
Oh, four more or something like that?
And Disney's going crazy with it.
When are you going to make them? Like, 20 years from now? I mean.
Well, one of them's already in production, so.
Oh, is it?
Oh. So they've been on it for a while.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen Avatar. I'm probably one of the few that haven't. I mean, I'm not like, I don't know. It didn't really grab me. I understand everybody's like, oh, you got to see it it's a beautiful movie with all the color and this and that. And I'm like, yeah, all right. But I mean, the game looks pretty cool. The only thing is when they do first person stuff, I hate it when they have you make your character and then you're first person. It's like, well, why am I making a character?
I mean, if it's multiplayer, it makes sense, but...
Right, if it's multiplayer, that's fine, but I mean,
It will be multiplayer. It'd be odd if they made a single player, because, you know, it's a tribe of...
Yeah, I'm sure it's an open world type thing.
What are they called, the Navis? Right? Is that what they were called?
I think so, yeah.
I completely forgot what they were called.
I think that's right, the Navis, yeah.
But, it looks interesting. They didn't really show gameplay for it, they just announced it.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, if you like, you know, Pandora and Avatar and all that, definitely go and watch a trailer. It's interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you can ride the creatures from the film too, because they showed that in the trailer as well. So
yeah,
it'd be really cool flying in Pandora.
Yeah.
Freely.
Yeah. Well, if they didn't have you do that, I'd be. That probably be a problem with the game.
That right would there. Be a problem. People Everyone be like, would be complaining.
Like, what's why can't I ride that?
But that's pretty much all that we are interested of Ubisoft.
Okay.
We're moving now on to Devolver Digital.
Devolver Digital. So this one, we had a few games. The first one that we're both interested in is called Wizard with a Gun.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, that one's a free-roaming roguelike kind of game.
Yeah.
I could be mistaken.
And that one's coming to Switch, too, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in that.
Yeah. It'll be interesting, this. I mean, I'm not... Devolver has games that sometimes are kind of tough to play. I don't...
Devolver has a very wide selection of genres you can pick from.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I like them a lot, because they have a lot of interesting games.
Mm-hmm.
And if there isn't one that you like, you'll probably like another one.
Right. Yeah, this one looked... The game looked pretty interesting from what I remember of the trailer. And so
Yeah, these are the same guys who made like Carry On and all that. So
right. The next game is one that you're interested in called Death's Door.
Yeah, you play as like a crow and you go through this world and basically you have to hunt down these demons, I guess. And because they're not dying and basically you are death and also a crow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to go around and just fight these bosses out. They didn't really go into details of what the kind of game is. I don't think it's a roguelike,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like you can get really interesting weapons. I saw an umbrella he was using.
Right.
And that was interesting. It's right. I like the style of it. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
It's very smooth looking, but, yeah, it's interesting. There's not really much I can say about it because they didn't really, they showed a good amount in the trailer, but not enough for me to talk all about it.
Right. Right.
But it should be coming on Game Pass, I think.
Oh, okay.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I see you're interested in Tumble Time.
Tumble Time. Yeah. Tumble Time is a weird game. I think it's more or less like a party game, right? From what I remember.
No, it's a puzzle game.
Puzzle game, okay.
It's a mobile puzzle game, and I would also call it a gacha game, and those are pretty much games where you roll for like a random character, and you get a random character out of it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Just to have.
Yeah, it kind of looked somewhat interesting to me because I like the graphics and stuff like that. It's kind of goofy looking. And it did have like that, you know, like there's a lot of like little, I'm sure there's like a lot of little mini games and stuff in this.
I'm not sure. I think it's just the puzzle element.
Yeah. It says that it's a physics-based puzzle gameplay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, who knows? Well, if it's on, if it's more of a mobile game, I'll try it out. See if I like it. Might not be something I'm into, but I'll give it a shot and see what happens.
So that was our interested games in Devolver. Now we're heading on to Gearbox, one of the shortest shows in E3.
Yeah, it was like, what, they had like two games or something like that?
Well, they had like three games and then they showed us stuff that we already knew about.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't really much of a reveal.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, we're both interested in Tiny Tina's Wonderland. And if you play Borderlands, you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, Tiny Tina.
I'm not a big fan of the character herself, but the fact that the game is entirely separate from Borderlands and it's a dungeon crawler, I'm kind of interested because they're funny. They're really funny people. And I can see them really pulling together and making a really good like dungeon crawler game.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Yeah,
I can see it being really fun, especially if it's like a roguelike.
Yeah.
I can see that being very enjoyable.
Yeah, I played Borderlands 1, completed that, and we've been playing Borderlands 2 on and off with your dad. I like the games. I think they're fun to play.
Oh, and
the characters are fun.
It is unknown if it's a roguelike. I'm saying if it is a roguelike.
If it is, yeah.
It's not. I'm not sure if it's a roguelike. They didn't say. They just showed the trailer and nothing else.
Yeah, and usually they have a lot of, I mean, with the Borderlands that we've played, it's the, you know, the weapons are pretty fun to play with, and then you got a lot of the different people and creatures you got to fight and stuff. So really, it's always.
I'm really
always
curious. Maybe there'll be swords and all that, and I can see them pulling out some really funny things with swords.
I'm guessing that she's going to be the main character in
she's supposedly like the dungeon master.
Yeah, kind of like in Borderlands where we had I can't think of the guy's name now. I'm drawing a blank on, but the guy that sort of tells you he gives you missions and stuff like that all the time. And I can't think of his name now, but I'm sure she's going to be kind of like that, where she'll be giving you missions and whatever else, or kind of telling you stuff. Who knows?
But we'll find out.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Try it out. Next, the other game is called Tribes of Midgard. And I know that I was interested in this one. And I don't know if it has, if it's related to a game that I'm playing with my wife called Wolves of Midgard. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I have no clue. I honestly don't remember what this game was about.
Yeah, it's obviously...
I wasn't really interested in this game. So
Norse nostalgia, like the Vikings type stuff and Norse gods and stuff like that. So,
oh, was this a side scroller one?
Yes. Yeah, I think it is a side scroller.
I think I remember that's the side scroller.
Yeah, and it's basically, it's for the most part, it looks like mostly, well,
kind of looks like a Dark Souls that's side scrolling.
Yeah, you're well, sort of a side scroller, but you're doing stuff in the game. You're like,
yeah,
you're crafting things and you're moving around and you're building things.
Oh, no, that's not okay. I'm thinking of a different game. That's not Tribes of Midgard. I remember now. It's like an
overview camera, and you make your own
base and all that.
Yeah, and it looks, I mean, the graphics are really cool. They kind of look, I don't know, they look really crisp, and they're like good. I don't know. I like the graphics really a lot. I think that's what drew me to this, but the gameplay looks pretty fun too. So, because it is kind of hack and slash, and but I like, being able to make stuff and build stuff too. So, we've been playing Wolves of Midgard, and it's okay, but I find that the I don't know. I don't feel that it's that great of a game that I probably will finish it. My wife and I have played it, but this one looks pretty interesting, and I think I'd want to play this with her to just see how it is. But
yeah.
So, anyways, that's Gearbox.
So now we're on to Xbox and Bethesda, which had a lot of gameplay,
and they combined them because Xbox just bought Bethesda, correct?
Yeah. So it's very interesting to see what they're going to be working on.
Yep. Okay. So first game, Stalker 2.
Yeah, I haven't played the first one. I don't really know much about the series, but it's kind of like an apocalyptic Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I don't know, it looks interesting. I mean, the graphics look really good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a first person shooter, and that's pretty much all I know about it.
Yeah, and the trailer that they showed was, I think it seemed to be more talking than anything, really.
Yeah, it was just kind of showing you how it looks and the environment. Yeah. They didn't, I understand though, because they haven't showed anything other than that. Like, that was the actual first gameplay footage we've seen of it.
Yeah.
So.
The next one is Back for Blood.
Yeah, that was a cooperative shooter from the creators of Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, this one you can play P versus P or do co-op, right?
Yeah, either one. If you do PvP, you become the zombie, which will be very fun to see. Very fun to play.
Yeah. But it's all humans versus zombies type thing.
Yeah. Human versus zombies. You know, your typical zombie things.
The typical video games thing now where everything's a zombie.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of the cooperative shooters with zombies kind of deal.
I think they're starting to run out of this out of room there for the zombie stuff. I think they're gonna have to come up with some kind of other.
I'm sick of zombies characters. As is, and we don't need any more zombies. Like, they're not really scary anymore.
Well, no, then that's like every game. It's like, oh, if you go into this mode, there's zombies a zombie.
In
there's
some
a zombie
way, yeah.
And it's like, I don't care. I don't want to play.
It's like, I'm not gonna buy a DLC for zombies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, next one is Yakuza, Like a Dragon.
Yes, Yakuza is a very... I like the franchise a lot.
Now, I've never played any of them, but this one looked pretty funny with all the different... The trailer that they showed a lot.
Yeah, compared to the other ones, this was different because it's kind of like an RPG element to it, mm-hmm. while the other ones is more of a, like a beat-em-up.
Okay.
So, and I think this is the seventh game. I could be wrong. I know I've been saying that a lot this episode,
right?
But there's a lot in the series.
And so far, all these games that we've mentioned are going to be going straight to Game Pass, right?
Yes, in terms of Xbox.
Yes, okay. Next one is Battlefield 2042.
Yeah, I'm interested in that one. You not so much.
Nah, no.
It looks really cool. I like the idea of fighting on what they call it, an ever-changing battlefield. Mm-hmm. And I just like the idea of having the ability to grapple on the things with a, what's it called? Not a zip line, a grappling hook.
Grappling hook, yeah.
And you're able to use that in combat, and there'll be like tornadoes and dust storms and all that.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty chaotic.
Do you have any of the other Battlefield games?
Yeah, I have Battlefield 1, Battlefield 4, and then I had Battlefield Hardline.
Yeah, okay.
And I think Battlefield 3.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know I have a couple of them, but...
Yeah, Battlefield is the only one in the Xbox section that is not on Game Pass. I'd like to clarify that.
Yeah. Probably won't be on Game Pass anytime soon, because I don't think any of the other ones are either, right? Or is... No.
In terms of Battlefields? No.
Yeah. No.
I don't think... Well, if you count EA Play, I guess they are. But
right. Yeah, that's where I...
Because that's part of it.
Yeah.
So I technically yes, but technically no.
No, right. Yeah. It's not on Game Pass, but it's on EA Play, which... Yeah,
part of Game Pass. That's, so right.
That's what I saw that on there. So, okay. Yep.
Yeah, you're interested in 12 Minutes.
Yeah, 12 Minutes looks like kind of it's a strange game. The trailer that they show, it's sort of confusing as to what it is, but I looked up the game, and it's basically you're the husband you're having a romantic evening with your wife. It turns into a nightmare when a police detective breaks into your home and accuses your wife of murder and then beats you to death. And then you find yourself immediately returned to that exact moment, but you're stuck in a 12-minute time loop doomed to relive.
I don't know how they're going to do that, especially if it's an interactive kind of game.
Yeah, so you're going to have to find some way to break that loop or something like that.
Yeah, I'm really curious how many options you're going to have.
Yeah, it looks kind of interesting.
It's definitely a game I'd want to experiment with.
Yeah, it could be one of those games that you play for a little bit and then get frustrated and go, all right, that's enough. I've had enough of it. But it looks pretty good.
I feel like if I was going to play, I wouldn't play for the story. I would play to see how it actually works.
Right.
Because I'm curious of how they're going to make a game of an interactive thriller go for 12 minutes and have it repeat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's going to be actually 12 minutes in game time.
Right. Yeah.
In terms of that, you know what I mean? Like.
Right. Yeah. I know what you're saying, but I doubt it.
Because they showed so many different, like, stuff that's happening, and that's over the course of 12 minutes. I mean, how would you, like, there was one part where they were dancing and there was another part where she was getting murdered. And it's like, what's going to make it so different? Like, how do they go from this to dancing? And then the next thing you play through and she's dead. And it's like,
it's very weird.
How are they going to go off from that? Cause they got to go off from something. So how are they going to go off from that and then introduce all these other things into it within 12 minutes and have that repeat?
Right.
But yeah, that's 12 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're interested, look that up.
Next one is
Psychonauts 2.
And you're playing Psychonauts 1 right now, right?
Yeah, I've actually almost close to beating it. Probably by tonight, I'll have it done, honestly. As of this recording session. It's pretty much a platforming game where you play as Rasputin. And basically have the ability to go inside people's minds and fix their problems. And each world's going to be entirely different from the last and introduces new enemies and all that. And it looks really good. It looks really pretty, especially from the last one. And it's from Double Fine, which I like their humor. Their humor is really funny to me. And even though Psychonauts seems like a cutesy game on the surface, there are some really deep stuff in the game that you can find, especially in the first one. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to spoil anything, but geez, some things can be pretty rough in that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll have to talk to you about it more afterwards.
Yeah, okay.
But
next one that you were interested in was Party Animals.
Yeah, you play as animals and you fight. I mean, the only way I can really describe this is imagine what was that game I was saying earlier? Gang Beasts.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, this kind of reminds me of Gang Beasts.
Yeah, it's pretty much Gang Beasts, both animals, but it looks pretty fun still. It looks like you can even destroy your friends in a fun way. I remember seeing an animal pick up another animal and throw them into a fire and watch them burn.
Yeah.
So that was just funny to see in a kid's game.
Yeah, nice.
But
good kid's game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then beat each other with sticks and bats and then throw them into a fire and watch them burn to death.
Yeah.
Enjoy, kids.
Yeah, every kid likes that nowadays, right?
Next one, I think both of us had interest in multiplayer, was Halo Infinite.
Yeah, that's going to be actually free to play.
Yeah.
Also on Game Pass. Party Animals and Psychonauts 2 will also be on Game Pass, like that. But yeah, Halo is going to be entirely free multiplayer. The campaign and the multiplayer will also be on Game Pass. So if you have Game Pass, you can just pick both of them up and play them.
Right.
But yeah, the gameplay looks pretty cool. It looks really chaotic. Like Battlefield, you also have a kind of like a hookshot kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that looks really interesting. It's your typical Halo, so
yeah,
it's not really much for me to talk about.
Lots of shooting.
Yeah, shooting, killing, you know.
Yeah.
Multiplayer.
Next one on Game Pass is Atomic Heart.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this one for a while. This showed at least, I think 2018 they showed it off.
Oh, really? That long
ago? Yeah, they. If I remember correctly, I think it was 2018. I remember seeing like a little teaser for it. And it looked really interesting. Also a Russian dystopia kind of deal.
Right.
Where I guess robots take over the world is what I'm assuming, because there seems to be a lot of robots in the trailer. And it looks really creatively different. I like it. It looks really cool. I'm really curious to see how the characters are and where they're going. And I'm really curious to see whether or not Russia is going to be the main language, like in Stalker 2, or if it's going to be dubbed over.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if it's in Russia, I might have it in Russian.
Yeah,
I feel like that's how the game is supposed to be played.
Yeah, the music sounds like the music they use for the trailer definitely sounds like
it. I don't think it fits. Like,
yeah, well,
it seems very like it was like clubbish music. I forgot it's a certain genre in Russia, but
yeah,
I can't. Not dubstep, definitely not dubstep, but it's kind of like that, I guess.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called. But it looks very good, though. I'm very excited for that. Also coming on Game Pass.
Yeah.
The next game I was interested in was called Replaced, also on Game Pass. And basically, that's a pixelized game, side-scrolling, I think. And you fight. We don't know too much about it. But I think the graphics for it look really beautiful with the art style they chose with the pixels. Mm-hmm. The pixelation looks really nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what engine they use, but I really enjoy it. I can imagine looking at it and just enjoy looking at it.
Right, right.
You were interested in Age of Empires 4.
Yeah, and
on Game Pass.
Yeah, and I've played the first one a little bit. I mean, they're all basically the same. It's basically just building civilization, building up an army, and then defending air territories against other enemies and AI enemies and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. It seems like they always just sort of repeat, wash, rinse, repeat, wash, rinse, repeat. So I'm not sure how this is going to be that much different from all the other ones. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, I'll check it out. Again, some of these tend to, you're playing for a little bit and you get tired of them and you're just like, all right, you know, I'm done. So, but I'll give it a shot. Cause I like a lot of history type stuff. So it's always, it always grabs my attention.
Hmm. So that was pretty much, you know, Xboxes. There was a lot more shown. So
yeah, it was a lot. It was like what, about 2 hours long.
Yeah. So if you want to know more about Xbox is pushing out, go check it out. Next one is Square Enix.
Mm-hmm.
There were two games I was interested in. There was, they're making a Guardians of the Galaxy game.
Right.
Which looked really good. It's a third person. You play as Star-Lord.
But it's not the people from the movie, just to make that clear.
It's kind of like how they did Avengers.
Yeah, they basically
kind of like their own thing, but it's the same characters.
Yeah, same characters from the movie, but you're not going to see the people that play those characters from the movie. And they're just different voices and everything. So
they fit them, though. I'll give them that.
Like Rocket has like a kind of like a beard. Didn't he, or something like that? He's kind of like a
He has like a beaded beard.
Beaded. Yeah, it was kind of weird. I was like, "What in the hell?"
Oh, but it looks really interesting because you fight and it's kind of like you gain experience for it. Mm-hmm. But the most interesting aspect of it was that you can control of what the other characters do. So,
right. You can have them do different things.
Yeah. So you have full control of their moves. And it's really interesting because you can combine them and have them do certain things. And I can see that working really well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the game, when they showed it off, suffered a little bit of lag. And I wish that was the stream when I first saw it. But no, that was the game, because I went back to the stream to see if it was. And no, it was the game entirely.
Wow.
It had some buffering here and there.
Yeah.
So hopefully they fix that out and,
You
know, before they release it. Otherwise, it looks really good, especially when you can make decisions and decide to sell off your friends. Oh, I love how that's, I hope that's the first thing you do. That'd be a great intro. But yeah, they had a whole, they just didn't show the trailer. They actually showed gameplay. So
yeah,
like a whole, like, I think 20 minutes worth, 30 minutes.
Yeah, wasn't it like the first, like part of the game or something like that.
I don't know. It was some point in the game, but it was a decent amount.
Yeah.
So if you're very interested in it, go check it out. If you like the Marvel movies, might as well go check it out. If you like Marvel in general, check it out.
Yeah.
The next one I was interested in was Final Fantasy Origin. So kind of the only reason I'm interested in this is because the creative producer of it is the same guy who does the Kingdom Hearts series. And that game is notorious for very horrible scripts.
Yes. And
very awkward conversations.
Yeah.
And so
I think there was some in this trailer too, wasn't there?
Yes. This guy, the whole point of this game is that so this guy can kill chaos. Yes, yeah. I mean it. It's not a joke. This man is angry and he wants to kill chaos. That's the whole point. There's a There's a guy named Chaos, and this guy with a T-shirt just wants to kill him.
Yeah, that was one of the things. It's like you got all these characters wearing all these outfits, and then there's this guy with a T-shirt.
Yeah, like, they have like normal, like kind of like night kind of a choir, while this guy is just here with a buzz haircut and
he's got like a white T-shirt. White T-shirt on.
And like the gameplay looks fun though. It looks.
Yeah,
it looks really. It reminds me of Kingdom Hearts a lot.
Yeah,
one of my friends was saying it uses a lot of the stuff that they used in Final Fantasy VII's remake.
Okay,
which is very interesting to hear. I never played it myself, but because it's a PlayStation exclusive. But yeah, I figured I'd mention that.
Okay,
and that was it for us for Square Enix. Last one is Nintendo, which is pretty much all stuff I'm interested in.
Yeah, because you have the Switch. I don't have a...
Yeah, I understand why. Yeah, that's understandable.
I mean, and I I get the love for Nintendo. I know a lot of people love Nintendo, and
they do make some interesting decisions. And very questionable ones.
I've had Nintendo systems, and they're good. Right now, I just don't see myself getting a Nintendo.
Yeah.
Anytime soon.
I'll quickly go over what I'm interested in. They showed off Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope. That was shown off at actually Ubisoft's, but because it's Mario and Rabbids, I put it in the Nintendo section for us.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, that's a tactical game where you play as Mario characters with Rabbids characters, and the Rabbids characters are based on Mario characters.
Mm.
And they all wield guns, except for Luigi, which wields a bow, which is interesting.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
He had a gun last game, I think.
Even Mario has a gun?
Yeah, he has two.
Wow.
He's got hand cannons.
Oh, he's getting angry.
Yeah, he definitely was.
He's like, screw the hammer. I'm going to use guns now.
But I was interested in that. There's a new WarioWare game called WarioWare Get It Together. That's pretty much like a micro mini game.
Yeah.
And it's a game, but it has micro mini games in it. And basically, they'll give you mini games one after another. And the more you do better on, the faster it'll go.
Okay.
There's a point where you do reach completion, but it can get pretty insane with them.
Yeah.
Like one will tell you to do this, another will tell you to do that. And they're all pretty interesting.
Huh.
They're all pretty random.
I just like the title, WarioWare, get it together, man.
And the reason why it's called that is because they introduced two players. So you can grab another person and play together with them.
Gotcha. I thought it was just like, hey, get it together because you've gone cuckoo.
It could be.
Yeah.
Huh. I was also interested in Shin Megami Tensei 5. That's a Japanese kind of game. It's because it's the fifth one. There's obviously other ones.
Yes.
Basically, the whole premise of this game is it's an RPG, but you can befriend the enemies and they'll actually join your team. So you can have all the interesting monsters they introduce and have them join you. I just thought it was an interesting premise, so I thought I'd probably check it out.
Hmm.
Another one I'm interested in is Metroid Dread. If you've played Metroid, it's actually a new one in the 2D kind of gameplay. And basically, you're going to have this menacing robot, chase you the whole time. And you cannot damage it. You cannot kill it. And you have to outsmart it, which is also why it's called Dread.
So is it like a Metroidvania?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah, Metroidvania. Another game I was interested in was Mario Party Superstars. Mainly because I really like Mario Party. I found it really fun. But the fact that the one before this, Super Mario Party, you only could play with the Joy-Cons. And I didn't like that because these little things... They can get Joy-Con drift, which means basically your character would start to move on their own and stuff, and anything would just move on their own. And it's just really annoying. But in Mario Party Superstars, they've added controller support, like pro controller support. So you can actually use an actual controller with it, which I thought was really cool. And the fact that they have 5 stages from the original N64 game with 100 mini games from all the rest of the series, I thought that was pretty cool, so I thought I'd probably check it out, too. The final one that I was interested in was Fatal Frame, Maiden of Black Water. Now, this game has been in existence for a while. It actually released on the Wii U, but I guess they're bringing it back for Nintendo Switch as well as Xbox. So I'll probably pick it up on Xbox rather than the Switch, because I bet it would look a lot better on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Nintendo.
Was this like a horror game? Or something?
Yeah, it's a horror game where you basically control a camera and have to take pictures of the dead before they attack you.
Oh.
And these are ghosts, so you don't see them until you bring up the camera.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I don't know too much about it, but it's definitely a very popular game series.
Okay.
But yeah, that was pretty much of a RE3.
So was there any big... was there any big news on one of your games like Super Smash Brothers? I know you're a big Super Smash Brothers fan. any big news on that, or just your typical update type stuff? Here's a new fighter.
Well, they did show off a new fighter.
Yeah.
He's actually out now. You can purchase him and play him at this moment.
Yeah.
Came out a couple days ago in the terms of this session of recording. But basically, he was Kazuya from Tekken.
Okay.
So, and I played him. He's really fun. I enjoy him a lot. He's the second to last character being shown of the second Fighter's Pass.
Okay.
So, this total of six of them. The last one's going to be shown off. Who knows?
Yeah.
And who knows who will it be, but everyone's pretty excited for it. So a lot of character speculation.
Yeah. How many characters right now are there in Super Smash Bros.?
Too many to count? I guess you can count them, but I guess it depends on how you look on it.
Yeah.
Because there are characters that have technically two characters or three characters in them.
Oh, yeah.
They can switch.
Yeah.
So it really depends on how you look at it. If you look at every fighter as one singular fighter, hold on, I have to check the website because there's a lot of characters that I can't. There's just a lot.
Yeah.
It was. Currently, we are at 81.
Okay.
So the last fighter will be number 82.
Okay. For some reason I was thinking that. Actually, I thought there was more than that, so that's kind of surprising that it's 82, but okay, cool.
That's still a lot. That's a lot of characters you can play as in terms of a fighting game.
You're not going to be able to play all 82 characters in one night at a party, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching a video of like the different kinds of how many combinations you could do with the base roster.
Uh-huh.
It was so many hours you'd have to put into it in order to play match with every single character in every single way possible.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty much E3 2021.
Yes. So yeah, I guess if you're interested in any of those games or any of the other games that they showed, I would say, go do the normal YouTube thing and look up E3, and I'm sure you can watch some of the different sections and watch the trailers for yourself.
Yeah, and if you've watched it, let us know what you thought about it.
Yeah, let us know any games that you're looking forward to.
And maybe if you didn't hear one that we talked about, maybe you can ask us to play it.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe we might get into it. You might like it.
Right, exactly. You never know. Play games.
Just because a game doesn't look interesting doesn't mean it's not fun.
Right, yeah. There's a lot of games that are like, we never don't want to really try it. Then you try it and you're like, wow, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So what's next episode?
So next episode, I forgot what we're playing.
We are playing the Dungeons and Dragons game.
Oh, right.
That just came out. Dark Alliance.
Dark Alliance, yes.
It seems to be like a beat-em-up game.
Yeah.
Like a third-person beat-em-up game.
Third-person co-op beat-em-up game, so.
Not a side-scroller.
Right. Top-down type thing, I think, right?
From the back.
Back, yeah. So we'll try it out, see if we can get a couple of others to play with us. Maybe your dad, maybe my wife, or maybe your brother. Somebody else, and we'll see. Try it out that way. Maybe just try it out with the two of us. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see how much fun it is. And
it looks pretty good from what we saw on the trailers. It looked really good.
Yeah, it looks really fun. So I have high hopes for this. Hopefully it doesn't disappoint me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the fact that this is the company's first game, or the second game, actually. I think
second game, yes.
It kind of worries me a little bit. But it's still interesting to me, and I still want to check it out and give them, tell them what I really thought about it.
Yeah, this is one of those ones I think that's being developed by Wizards of the Coast, correct?
I think so.
And they're big in the Dungeons and Dragons world, but I think more so in actual role playing type games and stuff like that. So
yeah. And it's also gonna be on Game Pass. Actually, I'm wrong. It's out on Game Pass right now. So if you're interested in watching it before we even do the episode on it, not watching it, I don't know why I said that. If you're interested in playing it before we get to it, definitely do it. Maybe you'll have a different opinion than us.
Yeah. And that trailer, I remember watching the trailer. The trailer was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it does. I just hope it runs well on older consoles.
Right.
But other than that, that's it from us.
So okay. Yep.
Hope you enjoyed our first episode of season 2.
Yeah. So we will talk to you again next time. So hope you enjoy your week or weeks off or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Again, make sure you contact us either by email, Facebook, or Twitter. Let us know what your favorite episode is. You can tell us why. You don't have to tell us why. Just tell us and contact us, and we can put your name in for the giveaway of one of two $50 gift cards of your choice to which whatever gaming system you own. And that's a drawing we're going to be doing on September 15th. So make sure you reach out to us. I mean, $50 is $50. Hey, buy a big game, a couple of games, a whole bunch of games, depending on what game system you're buying. You want us to buy it for.
Yeah. So stay in each other, folks, and we'll talk to you next episode.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Stay safe. Peace.
Game over. Hey guys, how's it going? I hope you enjoy the show. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you go on our website, indestructiblegaming.com, you can find out where you can also listen to us. And other things too. Anyways, stay indestructible, folks. Peace.